You are listening to This Is Some Crazy Shit with Sharon Hamner. This podcast is for you if you are tired of living day to day feeling unfulfilled. You are frustrated and you are doing too much with no return. This is for you if you are ready to take charge of your life. If you are ready to let go of managing other people's insecurities and their expectations and live life your way. Here we have dope conversations about saving yourself so we can get off these street corners and stop waiting for Captain Save-A-Ho. You ready? Let's go, because this is some crazy shit. I am not okay with this idea that as women, we should sacrifice everything for the sake of everyone around us. It's not cool. It's not cool at all. And I don't understand where this concept of being the sacrificial lamb came from. Because if we are not able to take care of ourselves first, then who is going to take care of us after we are done taking care of everybody else around us? I am a lover of sports. And let me just tell you, everybody remembers who won the Super Bowl. But can anybody tell you who the second place team is? No, because there's no trophy for that. So, and I'm here to say, if you are not putting yourself first in your life, then you are in last place. And nobody is around to help you. So what I want to encourage you is to consider putting yourself first. I had to challenge myself with this very same thought just the other day. I was at work behind the chair in the middle of doing someone's hair. And I began to feel very woozy. And I was challenged with the thought of, okay, what do I need to do to finish her hair? What should I do? Should I go to the hospital? How am I going to get there? Do I need to wait to have somebody drive me? Do I need to call an ambulance? And the majority of the conversation that I was going back and forth in my head about was how I was going to take care of these people that I was committed to that were on my schedule versus how I was going to take care of myself. And that was very eye-opening and a huge wake-up call. And I made the decision to just cut my day right then and there and go see about myself. And in the going seeing about myself, I was with my daughter. She had given me a ride to the emergency room, and she found herself complaining because she had other things that she needed to do, and she was ready to bounce on her mom. And that was eye-opening because that just confirmed what I was thinking, that you have to make sure that you take care of yourself. Like, of course you have family and friends that help, but everybody has their own thing going on. And it's so important for you to have your own thing going on. And with having your own thing going on, it's okay. And I'm going to give you permission to say no, and period. If someone asks you to do something that you don't have time to do, you don't have a desire to do, just say no. And it doesn't require explaining, which is why I stop after I say no. So many times as women, we feel like we need to explain ourselves to people, and we don't. And the thing that we need to do is just stay true to our mission and our goal and our plans. It's okay to say no. It's going to probably take some practice in saying no, because we're so used to saying yes to everything and, should I say, people-pleasing? Yes, people-pleasing. I realized that I was a people-pleaser, and that was shocking to myself. And you might think like, well, I'm not just going around just being a yes person all the time, doing, you know, jumping because this person says, let's do this, doing that. A lot of times we are people pleasing just to stay in a status quo. We are people pleasing by wearing certain clothes. We are people pleasing by wearing our hair a certain way when we don't feel confident in that look. And I'm just going to stop right there and just talk about this natural hair movement that everybody feels like everybody should be doing it. And I'm here to say, if you're not feeling yourself with natural hair, then don't do it. I'm a hairstylist that I work with clients who have non-relaxed hair. I do relaxers, and I do what's called a keratin treatment, which changes the game for so many of the women who sit in my chair, because it allows them the ability to flex between curly hair and straight hair. And that's great if that's what they want to do. And I want to encourage you, like, just be about what makes you feel good versus what everybody else is doing. The trends don't matter all the time. The trend to me is confidence. And when you have confidence, then you can have the best life ever. You can have a great relationship. You can make the money that you want to make because you have confidence. You can go on trips by yourself and enjoy yourself because you have confidence. Go out. Like, when was the last time you took yourself out on a date and went out for dinner? Come on now. Like, we got to be the people to take care of ourselves first versus waiting on a man, a significant other, or somebody to recognize us and do things for us. Because I'm going to tell you something that might surprise you. It is very hard to read minds out here in these streets. And a lot of people don't really know what you want because you haven't voiced that to anybody. And the best voice that you can have is by doing and showing us how you love to treat yourself. Not just for a special occasion, but on a regular basis. Show us how you treat yourself, how you love yourself, how you put yourself first. And that's going to gain respect from other people. You're going to respect yourself because, hey, you took care of yourself, because nobody's coming to take care of you. Nobody is coming to save you. It is your responsibility to take care of yourself. And it's unfortunate that we weren't really given a guideline on how to take care of ourselves, how to show ourselves self-love, how to actually really love on ourselves. Nobody like really showed you how to do that. A lot of people that you probably grew up around just showed you how to survive and get by versus being a woman who thrives. And I want that for you so bad. I want that for you. And when you get that, everything in your life is going to change because you said yes to you. And saying yes to you is just so, so good and delicious. Hey, sis, you have been listening to This Is Some Crazy Shit. I am Sharon Hamner. Make sure you like and subscribe to hear more dope conversations on this podcast. You can check me out on my website at www.SharonHamner.com or on all of my social media platforms. I look forward to seeing you in these social media streets.